Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Lulu, 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 Loser Town.
Oh, Loser Town.
Sorry. I have to say it.
Loser Town.
Lulu, Lulu, Lulu.
WNBC.
You know what? I'll talk all about my abusive girlfriend, sure, the Washington Capitals,
and
the
so
meat
hot
of the, she's not hot anymore to me.
She was hot.
Oh, no.
There was a time.
Yeah. To make up.
You know
brand
what? He's been waiting. I don't know why he flew down here to Florida to talk to you guys, but he flew down here, and there we go. I watch my Capitals.
I got some troubles, but they won't last.
Oscar, you can sing along when the hook comes.
I watch my playoff game, and I get depressed. I've rooted for them for all of my life.
Lulu, 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 Lulu,
Loser Town.
Let's bring in the captain. He flew down here to South Florida. Alex Ovechkin of the Washington.
Nice. Ah.
Guys, go ahead. Do the interview.
Hey, Alex. Ovi, how you been? Yeah. Game seven, huh?
We came up short, put a good effort forward, and you know, now I got Worlds, and win. Mm. Win big. Win
yeah
big for
the money. Will there be more money in that for you?
I don't think about the money. I don't worry about the money. It's just
very fantastic. Exciting with Game 7. A lot of heart, right?
Congratulations to this Pittsburgh Penguins. They did a good job.
Mr. Ovechkin, is it true that you had already booked a tentative vacation for next week?
Yes. I like to keep
options?
All bases covered.
All bases covered. Just not the goal.
Yeah. Hey, it says here that you were actually more successful at fixing the election than you were in Game 7.
That's not kind. That's crap. I know you make
crap.
Make joke all you
want. Hey, but you know what? You're the man because you've got heart.
It's giant, big, beating Russian heart, Russian machine heart.
Just mechanical heart?
Yes, got note. I
like
will
Dick
share
Cheney
note that I got from Mike O'Mara.
Oh, good.
Please.
Mike writes, Dear Alex, congratulations.
Dear who?
Alex.
Oh, that's Alex. You. Alex.
Alex. Alex.
Congratulations on doing this thing you do to me every year, Russian. Wolf. I so
can't
hope
say that,
pray.
Alex.
Ovi.
I so hope and pray I see you in someone else's uniform in coming seasons. I've had it with you. Your gray hair doesn't make you any more
endearing.
To defends of Washington. Yes. Sincerely, William Stillwell.
It was a disappointing loss.
Ovi. Mr. Ovechkin.
Yes.
No laughing, Ovi.
Caps fans want to know when the Cold War with the Stanley Cup will be over.
At the very end, say it's so frustrating to come by every year and come up short. I don't understand. We're better on paper. We are a better team. We have better goalies. We got better players, defensemen.
Do you blame Beagle?
Jeb Beagle, because he has, I said Jeb Beagle ruined game because he has name of dog. Next year we
it's not
get
a powerhouse name.
Yes, we need to get players with names like Retriever and German Shepherd.
Or maybe Lion.
Or Shih Tzu.
Rawr.
Yes.
You don't like Jay Beagle.
Sorry, but that's it. I got to get out of town. I got flight coming.
Okay, real quick. Last question.
I have to drive expensive custom-made Matt Blake Mercedes-Benz to airport to get on private jet and fly back to place I truly love.
Mother Russia.
Everyone mourns in their own way. Any final words of inspiration for your teammates?
Inspiration. Nope. Thank you.
Alex Ovechkin, the great number eight.
Thank you
very
much.
That's quite the enthusiasm we saw yesterday on the ice.
Yeah.
Well, they did it again, and I'll talk a bit, maybe, or maybe I won't. I'm still in
the Wiz lost as well, Mike.
Yes, the Wiz. Did the Nats win at least?
I think they might have lost, if I'm not mistaken. It was a bad night last night.
Anyway.
And the Redskins didn't cover the spread last night either.
DC Sports is what we're talking about, but we're not a sports show. You know what? We're not a sports show.
No.
We're a show all about you, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
That is correct. It is not about us. It is about you. That's right, everybody. And now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure.
It's all about you.
Alex.
It's all about you.
Ovechkin.
All the time. All these things that I do.
Loser.
It's all about you.
Loser.
It's all about you.
Not showing up for the big game. Man, oh man. God, what a suck-ass. What a suck-ass world they've created for DC sports fans. Every year, year
I didn't get this
year.
Vibe from you on Facebook last night.
Not at all. Yes, Oscar Santana.
I stand corrected. A walk-off 7-6 win Wednesday
that's joy.
Night.
That's
yes.
joy.
Yes!
That's some joy.
They ended the A's 6-game winning streak.
That's
By the
good.
Way, you know how you don't live in a hockey town? When on the threads, people say, yeah, but the Nets are in the bottom. It's like, excuse me, that's not how sports work, okay? This is a hockey thread, you douchebag!
Hockey
Sorry.
Threat.
Please stick to the right. topic
when
at hand.
When I was on the hockey thread, we talked
oh,
about
I
the
saw you,
NHL
you were hot
playoffs.
On the threads. Hot on
not
the
about,
threads.
Not about an early season National League baseball game. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
And I'm a Red Sox man.
I saw Mike's page, I think, nine-ish last night. Welcome to third period. I felt like you should have said, welcome to Thunderdome, people.
I wanted to commiserate,
yes.
And it was very frustrating. We'll
the
get to that later.
The saddest post is the one that just said that feeling. I mean,
feeling.
That is the electronic equivalent of hanging black crepe on your Facebook page.
I stand by what I said
crepe.
A few games earlier. Look, they had they came back, and you know, I'll watch them in the playoffs again. But it does get
if they make
a little
it.
Tiresome. If they make it. Exactly, and who knows. Let's get right to it. We have a new youngest listener.
Hey.
Welcome to our world, Penny Ryan Irene.
She has four names, really Mike. Don't transfer
I'm sorry.
Capital's hatred
yes.
to a beautiful
baby.
No, no.
infant
on.
Baby.
Hold on.
Baby.
Penny, Ryan, Irene. Well, you've given your child four names. What are you trying to do?
Maybe
really?
They hey. Wanted to honor some people that have passed.
Yeah, maybe they're honoring Irene Ryan.
Welcome to our world, little Penny.
Penny.
Oh, what a
granddaughter to Super P1 Jason Wicklund. Born May 7th, 6 weeks early, 5 pounds, 3 ounces. Beautiful baby and 19 inches long. Mother and child doing great. I love the fact that a little person can come into this world and thrive, and that's wonderful. And we
I
wish,
guarantee you Oscar
Penny
wasn't
Ryan,
born
Irene
early.
Meadows. Yes, exactly. Nope. Longtime listener Matthew Russell of Herndon, Virginia, had a birthday yesterday. He would be honored to hear the traditional TMOS birthday song. How about a solo? Let's bring Alex back in.
Okay? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Alex.
Great number eight.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We've got a song. Can you sing happy birthday
Alex.
To, what's his name? Matthew Russell, Alex. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, inspiration. Goodbye.
What
Daniel Friedman just turned 30. He's a huge fan, and he lives in Crownsville, Maryland. Yay for Daniel Friedman.
Is the nudist colony still out there?
Where do I live?
But you always followed those things, because that's close to
Mike,
Annapolis.
Yeah, I fly back monthly
Mike,
to check on the news.
Mike moved down there to figure that out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, you know what? I can't think of anything nastier than if there was a nudist camp down in South Florida.
The weather's right
so
for
gross.
It.
Yeah, exactly. And so are the crotches.
Ew! Can't wash those towels enough.
Happy 53rd birthday to Brian Cipher of Rochester, New York. Like Jimmy Cerrito, he's a big Buffalo Bills fan and hopes that it'll be all right this season with their new GM. I root for the Bills. Long suffering.
Yes.
What's that like? a belated happy birthday to Melissa Justice. And also an early happy Mother's Day, because she is an amazing mom to her four kids. And yes, she did indeed travel from Raleigh, North Carolina to attend our state theater show.
Nice. Well,
that's
Very
wonderful.
Kind.
Come on down to NOLA. Yesterday was Tom Williams' 49th birthday. As a lovely gift, would Mike please talk up Nick Lowe's Cruel to be Kind? Is that all he wants?
That's all he wants for his birthday.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that, everybody. More music, more fun. Cruel? Yeah, the Capitals going to be cruel. They were cruel again. Yes, 40-plus years of incredible misery for their fans. To all the team members, a big middle finger from the O'Mara household. Hey, guys, thanks for sucking it another year in a row.
Oh, nice post.
Very cool.
Thank you very much. Let me do a more positive.
Oh, okay.
Let me do a more positive.
Well,
more
beat.
More music. More fun.
WABA. Tom Williams, he's a good P1 listener of the Mike O'Mara Show. We want to say thank you, Tom. Hey, Tom, have you checked out the brand new app? That's right, it's new, it's updated, and it's got all the bells and whistles you could possibly need for the Tom Williams family. From all of us here at WABA. Let's do one more. I'm just in a mood today to get all this nervous energy out of my system.
More music, more fun.
WABA. Hey, everybody. Nicholas Ovechkin, Backstrom, Johansson, Vincenson, Kuznov, Wisniewski. You know, how about getting some Canadians? Get some Canadians! More Canadians with grit and stubble and people that give a rat's ass about their hometown, you bastards.
Can I compliment you on something?
What's
that? That is a tricky record because he comes in offbeat with the word oh.
Yes,
and
does.
You nailed it all three times.
Ows.
Very, very, very tough song to play up. Absolutely, Rob.
More music. More fun.
Mother Nature, let me say thank you for bringing that fantastic D.C. weather to my daughter's graduation this weekend.
Oh, no.
That's right. I'm looking forward to rolling in there like a duck and being soaked up to my ass for the 3-hour graduation ceremony for my daughter, Catherine. Love you, honey. I'll be there despite the weather.
Mike, a lot's going right these days for you, I see.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It's Mike O'Mara anyway. With a pocket full of aces.
Boys, I just wanted to wish a happy birthday to myself. I turn 38 tomorrow. And to thank you guys for bringing the funny. No need for Mike to put on his clown shoes and red nose and do his underrated John Voight impression. Thanks. Alvin Hofpower.
Hello, Alvin.
Mr. Hofpower, we see that you have semi-interesting papers. Yeah, well, Hofpower. Let me introduce you to my colleagues. This is Mr. Ovechkin. This is Nicholas Backstrom. This is Marcus Johansson. And this is Evgeny Kuznetsov. They're Washington Capitals, suck.
Anyway, the TMOS gang, next letter. Today we need to honor one of the best interns a radio show can have. Adrian Garcia. Stop that from the peanut gallery.
Ken? Would you cut that out, Ashley?
Ken?
He has given the show so much content, from the Pedro ad for Cake and Cookies, the Oscar and Rob pep talk that lasted the entire show, the borrowed motorbike, the hooker hotel. That's why we have interns.
Yep.
And the trip to Colorado. Adrian, thank you for all you have done for us and all the laughs that you have given us, Diego. I hope you have one hell of a great birthday and smoke a big fatty tonight for this special day. Signed, Adrian Garcia. Signed, Rob Cox of Kelowna, Iowa.
Yes.
That's wonderful. He's got a fan out there. Mm. Next letter says, hi, guys. My wife celebrated her birthday yesterday. The Facebook kids know her as Envy Carter. But to me, she's a real boxy.
You know what? You know how I've said that Craig Harleman is the funniest man on Facebook? I think Envy Carter might be the funniest lady on Facebook.
Whoa.
She's great. She writes the best stuff.
She only is 85% as funny as the other guy?
Well, I mean, the pay will reflect it.
Okay, got it.
You heard that? Hey, Envy Carter, you heard that. That was a 5-star endorsement from the Sultan of Slack. She has been through a lot, Envy has lately, and it would be wonderful if she could get a birthday greeting. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, and I want her to know how much our kids and I love and support her.
Oh, that's
would
sweet.
It be our kids and me?
No, because I love and support her, my
yeah, that's
kids
right.
and I.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Right. How much me and the kids? I'm just trying.
I'm trying to help
out. Tell
Mike.
Her that I'm trying to help. I really am. We always tell her, but she doesn't believe us. Maybe someone trustworthy, like the current president, should let her know how great she is. Love you guys. Thank you, Tim Calabro. I don't do it that often, really.
Do we want to spin?
Yeah, let's spin the Trump wheel.
Why not?
All right. Russian ambassador, Russian ambassador, Russian ambassador. Hey!
Hello, Rob.
Hey, Don.
I just want to say to the lovely Calabro family, what a wonderful job you're doing. Don't believe everything you read. And if you cross me, you're fired.
Right.
You're fired, and I'm bringing the firing into the White House and the FBI and the Justice Department, and I'll fire the maids, and I'll fire the butlers, and I'll fire everybody. If I could fire the Russian foreign minister, I would do that as well. If I could go to China and fire
Where?
The Chinese, all the China, I would fire the Chinese as well. Hello, Rob.
Did you see the Caps game?
I did.
How would you handle that?
I called Barry Hot to Trots, and I said, fire the whole team. That's all I have. Goodbye.
Thank you, Tim Calabro. And very sweet to say that. Hey, gang, please join me in wishing my amazingly smart and beautiful daughter a very happy birthday, Olivia Touré.
Touré for Olivia. She's graduating today.
No, it's her birthday.
Right.
She turned 5. She's not graduating anything.
No, she's barely
life.
Started.
Life.
She's 5. Touré. Anyway, she's been a lifelong... I lost my place. Been a lifelong listener of the show. We listen every day on the way to preschool, and she laughs at all of Mike's impressions. All right, here we go. Olivia. Olivia Touré. Olivia, this is Mike. Listen.
Olivia. Whee! Olivia!
Anyway, please give her a shout out. We just did. By the way, she thinks little Mike is box.
That's now, you know, I almost cut that because that's inappropriate and disgusting.
I know. So please be sure to let him know. Yeah. Olivia says hi. Thanks for all you do. Love you guys. Chuck and Olivia. Touré.
Touré.
May 6th was Johnny Hicks' 41st
Johnny
birthday.
Hicks.
Johnny Hicks.
Yeah, you're a Johnny Hicks man, huh? Yeah, all right. He is my beloved brother-in-law from Buffalo, a devoted TMOS listener, a bonus show subscriber, and a faithful patron of Amazon.com via the TMOS link.
Yes.
In order to celebrate his first full year of his fall-apart 40s, I'd like to book a reservation for him at the Omera Lago Resort in western South Florida. Please to be disregarding, describing the luxurious amenities that he can expect during his stay. Do we have describe the amenities in luxurious west South Florida? This is from Alex in Forest Hill,
Maryland.
Well,
no, I think he wants to offer all the things that you will provide when this gentleman comes to stay
I know. I was
house.
Saying, is there any... Well, you've got Travelogue music.
Yes.
So, can you... Like start again from the beginning?
Yes.
Just like when the Wheel of Fortune gives away a vacation. They go into their tight shot of all their cities and tourist traps they're going to send you to and how much it's valued.
Welcome to the hamlet of Omera Lago, your paradise on the Gulf of Mexico. Well, technically not really on the Gulf of Mexico. As a matter of fact, a good deal further away from the Gulf of Mexico than most of the nicer properties. When you arrive at Omera Lago, you'll be whisked through the gate. That's right, a gate. And you will notice that all the houses are identical. Hundreds of them. Hundreds of them with unwashed tile roofs.
Oh, no.
And make sure you check out the flora, the fauna, and the 78-year-old people doing their best to cheat death by walking and riding bicycles. That's right. It's Western South Florida's premier destination for your vacation. It's Omera Lago. Thank you very much. That's Alex.
Your development reminds me of that show I Dream of Jeannie.
It's kind of like a...
Right?
Yeah, it's not Cocoa Beach, but it could be.
A little
here,
bit, you know? You and Major Nelson.
Yeah, we're
down here. In a Jeannie outfit.
Stop
hey,
it.
Oh, excuse
How
me.
How you doing, Jeannie? Boy. Be interesting if I, well, inside my house I've got a genie, but outside there are no genies.
No.
There are short man cuts. That's what there are. Short, easy to maintain man cuts.
Can I provide That's a wish for you?
Yeah.
Back in the bottle.
Lovely. Nice. I saw a woman getting into a car as I was waiting to get a haircut, which I finally blew off. When I saw the lady arrive with her latte. That's a different story. But and she had the classic man cut. It's almost buzzed on shop, and then it poofs out right over the ears like a dog.
Isn't it true, Mike, that when you run into one of those outside genies, the bottle they crawl into is Woodbridge Chardonnay?
Yes, yeah, the big box.
Barefoot.
Yeah. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the rest of the gang. My wife, Ashley, will be turning 40 this weekend, and it would be a great surprise for her if she received a happy birthday from James Garner. Every time she hears that voice, she immediately cracks up. She's finishing up getting her master's degree in teaching at Clemson University, so I'm personally very proud of her. Thanks very much, longtime fan, Danny Reeves.
Danny Reeves. Does he know Johnny Hicks?
James, no, we don't need to spend. Here you go. Ashley, I sure hope you have a great birthday. That's right. Enjoy your day. You're turning 40, and don't worry. Things aren't falling apart. You're just getting prettier, better, and more intelligent. Now, as far as your hubby, Danny Reeves, kick him to the curb. Throw him out with tomorrow's trash. That's right. Wait for the sanitation people to take him to a landfill, because he's worthless, useless, and he really doesn't love you. Thanks a lot, and have a happy birthday. Bye-bye. That was James Garner. Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Mac, are we good? Macintosh and underlings. Although I am no Rob Lowe, he and I share a common detail. No, not a sex tape. May 23rd will be my 25th wedding anniversary. I am writing today to express the love I have for my feisty, redheaded, freckle-faced Irish rose, Colleen Root.
Ooh. Oh, don't you know?
Not only is my bride of 25 years a fantastic mother to our two wonderful kids, she's also the hardest working fifth grade teacher in the Northern California area. And she was recently awarded the Educator of the Year. That very deserves nice. Polite golf applause.
Like that.
More importantly, a couple of years ago, she nursed me through my treatment for throat cancer. Without her care, well, now I can't be funny anymore because it's throat
no,
cancer.
No, he's okay.
All right, without her care, you would be a short one faithful listener. I definitely married up 25 years ago and constantly thank my lucky stars every single day that she hasn't kicked me to the curb. No requests for silly voices or wishes for a song talk. Please just give a shout out to Colleen for being the kind of wife that never needs an Oscar-like pep talk and never takes a Carrie Spiewak-like nap because she is too busy caring for the kids, preparing her lesson plans, and saving the world forever. That's a rave for a wife.
Yeah, it is.
That's from Roger Root.
Hey.
Roger Root, who is a loving fan of his lovely wife, Colleen Root. And let me say, Roger Root, if you ever happen to be down near the Bay Bridge and you're on your way to Ocean City, Roger Root, make sure you stop by the Whitehall Inn to check out their fabulous...
Yes?
Fruit fritters! And moving right along, dear TMOS gang, my girlfriend Marika has a birthday tomorrow. She became a huge fan after I dragged her to the last Reno show, despite being accused by the old crones vying for Rob's attention that she was not a real fan.
Oh, she's probably good looking.
Yeah.
Had some trouble at the last one.
I draw an older demographic.
So I get the scene is they're in Reno. He's with his box lady.
Yeah.
And they're saying, yeah, you're not really a fan.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though she loves you all, in F, Mary, Kill, she admitted she would F Mike. Thank you.
Nice.
Mary Rob and kill Oscar. Who can blame her? She's amazing, and I love her more each day, especially her
face.
She'd love to hear the old face tapes. Mark in Sacramento. That was kind of all.
What a lovely letter.
Would you like to hear, Mike? Do you want
to hear? How are we doing, Pony? You guys are starting to look like you're underwater to me. Is everything all right?
Yeah, we just had him turn on the air. It's really hot in the studio.
Everything okay? You get me okay? Everything
Everything's fine.
Mike, how about this? This will cheer you up. An old favorite from James Taylor. You're a big fan of Sweet Baby James, aren't you?
Yep, very good. Oh, you want to play it for her? Okay.
Yeah,
very good.
She wanted to hear this.
Take it away, Rob.
Whenever I see your smiling
face. Thank you very much. And our final letter says, good day, sirs. Over the past 2 years, my brother, Benjamin Cranston, has written to the show requesting birthday greetings for me. In both letters, he has referred to the fact that I have been a douchebag for quite some time, even though I just turned 30 in March of this year. As a counterpoint, I wanted to write a letter complimenting my brother on surpassing my douchebaggery by graduating from law school this week. He has chosen the douchiest of all professions and has amplified it by concentrating on wills and trusts, which I affectionately refer to as elder law.
Nice!
Nice.
I was hoping that Mike Ehrmantraut could give Ben some advice on surviving the high-stakes world of retirement home chicanery. Many thanks, Matt Cranston, 7th grade science, Pine Grove Middle School. So I assume he's a teacher, too.
Do we want to spin for Ehrmantraut?
Yes, let's see what's happening. Okay, here we go. All right. By the way, Better Call Saul's fantastic. Better Call Saul, Better Call Saul, Better Call Saul.
Hey.
Let's bring him in. All right. Benjamin, you really don't have a real clue, do you? I recommend you straighten up and fly right. Elder law, wills, trust. Who are you kidding, Benjamin? You're a criminal. You're a criminal dressed in a suit and tie. And I'm not letting you out of the parking lot until you pay your $5, you son of a bitch. That's it, Rob. We got a break. Let's get the show on the road. Start the damn show, please.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Lieutenant John J. Dunbar?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Indian fighter, huh?
Excuse me? Well, it says here that you're to be posted on the frontier. The frontier's Indian country. I quickly deduced that you're an Indian fighter. I did not ascend to this position by being stupid.
No, sir. I've always wanted to see the frontier before it's gone.
Such a smart lad coming straight to me. Sir, knight. I am sending you on a knight's errand. My personal seal will assure your safety through many miles of wild and hostile country.
I was wondering, sir, how will I be getting there?
You think I don't know?
No, sir.
You think I don't know?
No, sir, it's just that I don't...
Hold your tongue. I happen to be in a generous mood, and I will grant you a boon. See that peasant out there? He's going to your Fort Sedgwick this very afternoon. You can ride with him if you like. He knows the way. Thank you. That is all. Sir Knight? I've just pissed in my pants, and nobody can do anything about it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Ah, the little things we've shared over the years. The little scenes in movies that are great joys.
But you know what? That brings to my mind, though, upon hearing it now in modern times, it sounds just like Victor Buono from Feud. Good Sir Knight.
Same carriage, and
yes.
I believe the same residence.
Yeah,
Beetle Food Alley. I believe they're both underground. Live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know.
We are
on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are brought to you today by Sherry's Berries.
Woo!
Hey, slackers.
Come on now.
All right. You got to get moving. You got to get your mom something for Mother's Day. Send her the best. Sherry's Berries. If you haven't been living in a cave, you might know that Mother's Day is this weekend.
Sunday.
Sherry's Berries is offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. We have two Sherry's Berries strawberries that are left over in Mrs. O'Mara's refrigerator for Mother's Day.
But that's enough for a family of three.
Yes, and I believe that she has some sort of GPS sensor on them that when I touch the refrigerator door, I hear from the other room, and
Mike, it's a GBS. It's a global berry system.
Listen, this is the truth about Sherry's Berries. I don't want to give them. I want to eat them myself.
Of course.
Because when they arrive and I lift up that beautiful Sherry's Berries package and I gently lift the cover off and then I remove that lovely padded piece of paper and I look at those incredible, massive, juicy strawberries with all of their decadent toppings, freshly dipped in chocolatey goodness. I want strawberries for myself, but give them to your mother. Don't be selfish.
Right.
The only way to get an amazing berries deal, by the way, did we mention it? $19.99 plus shipping, and for $10 more, you can double the berries. The only way to get that deal is to go to berries.com, berries.com. You click at the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's berries.com, berries, and the code TMOS when you click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long. Last long? What are you waiting for?
You got no time. You know who used it just
no
yesterday?
Time.
Ashley sent berries to her mother.
Oh, isn't that
she's
going to
love them. Is this the first time? Are you a berries virgin, Ashley?
Yes.
I was, and then I bought some for myself and my mom because I have no self-control.
That's beautiful.
Well
I love
done.
That. I hope you enjoy them as much as we do. Mother's Day is this weekend, so be sure to order now. We are very, very happy to be with you. Yesterday on the show, the naked cruelty
naked
of our fans on this program, which, by the way, I love. I truly love it. Somebody come through a door. I thought I heard a door.
I think that was side. Oscar squealing with joy.
It was a keyboard scratching.
Oh, it was a keyboard. Ooh, that sounded like nails on the chalkboard. Anyway.
Keyboard scratching.
The joy that people have for this show can sometimes be peppered by an occasional horrible thread.
Really?
And so horrible that I was concerned they might have taken it off, but I don't want them to. Will DeBoer writes yesterday on the fan club. Maybe it wasn't the fan club. Maybe it was just him alone. No, it was the TMOS fan club. I'm 90 seconds into the vault, and this might be the first time in 7.5 years that I have to skip over part of the show.
What?
Rob's voice today is the audio equivalent of a van full of nuns crashing into a school bus.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yes, yeah.
Wonderful imagery. I love it. I love the black and white.
How are you feeling today?
Today I feel great, and I just sound a little like Mel Torme. So everything is coming along.
What's great
I'm coming home, baby.
Is today is the first day I feel like I'm having something come down my throat.
Oh, no.
Hey,
do you really think you're getting it?
Where's
it's the Petri dish.
Todd, settle down, you jerks.
It's the Petri dish.
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to thank you from the bottom of my throat.
Oh, well, the good thing is you'll be feeling better in 4 days if you get some antibiotics.
Hand washing, boys. Hand washing.
Every day. Going to help when you've got disease boy rolling in here every day.
I'm disease boy?
Yeah, you bubble boy with no bubble.
Yeah, all right.
I will tell you, if illness can be transmitted from my son to me, he crawls on me every day like a spider monkey. This is the equivalent. When I talked years ago when my daughter, one of whom is graduating from college this weekend, when I talked about how I used to lie down on the floor and let them walk on my back, climb on daddy. Now daddy just sits and, he climbs up on the furniture and he's crawling all over
me. You're like a jungle gym.
Yeah, today and today he had his fire hat, his fire boots, his fire T-shirt. He had all his fire.
How were you dressed?
And he was a fireman. I was in my boxer shorts. Yeah.
Of course, I thought
watch out for the backdraft, yes. Little Michael.
Not as a policeman.
No,
don't Carla open that said, door.
Don't open those boxers.
Carla says to me this morning, first thing. Did you take down that cute post of Michael? I said, the one where he said, let's do this in his Caps jersey. I said, yes, I removed the loser team from the from the post. I'm not into having him identified with that jersey anymore.
No loser
until next
talk.
Year when they get
that's
into the
right.
playoffs.
Yeah.
That's a post of hope.
Yeah.
That post gets removed after your team bones you again, as they
it's
always
been
do.
Extinguished.
So I removed that, and then they did what they always do, and it is a tradition.
Remember when you got happy yesterday on the show?
Yep.
How did I get happy? I need to be reminded.
I listened back to the program because I do that from time to time.
Well, you had a really good show. You wanted to relive
it. No. And then I said, man, Mike is really optimistic about this game 7.
Yeah, Mike, what I remember, I think the happiest thing you said is, whether they win or lose, it doesn't matter. I'm just happy they're giving us a game 7.
I am, and I stand by that. I still am very happy they
did
it.
Yeah, but that
what
girl
I wasn't
beat you up last
and then
night.
Weiss
yeah, but what I wasn't
in.
Happy about was just the incredible. This is hockey, though. The night and day difference between, and I think what I don't want to get too sports nerd.
It's okay,
really
Mike.
Don't.
No, it's
we'll
it's
send
coaching.
This demo to the fan.
It's this game was coaching. I'm going to give the coach of Pittsburgh. They did something they did not do at all in game 6, and that was they attacked him, and the Capitals couldn't handle it. And then when you score that first goal, you had a goalie for Pittsburgh that just played out of his mind. But at the same time, you've got to look at the same guys that are there year after year. Marcus Johansson, Nicholas Backstrom. And you've got Alex Ovechkin. You've got John Carlson. And every year, they say the same thing. This is year
lifers.
After year
they're
after
lifers,
year.
They're lifers, Mike.
They say, these are the guys that need to step up. And they never, ever do. Especially the superstar, Alex Ovechkin, who never met a big game that he didn't want to screw up. I believe that. He's great for individual accomplishment. He's terrible in the playoffs. He's terrible.
Mike, I'm happy you brought that up because it's all about scheme, right? And your lineup. And for example, when I play Overwatch with listeners, it's 5-on-5.
Exactly.
So I know that we need
it's
at least
nice
two tanks, one healer, a sniper, and maybe a third tank.
Oh,
maybe.
I've solved it now based on that analogy. What the Capitals need is Mac.
Mike McIntosh. They need Mike McIntosh. Michael
McIntosh.
He is
a three-star general.
He is.
So I have, and I'm like a lot of fans, I guarantee the fan base is much like me. I distance myself with every one of these years. It takes a long time. And when they get back in the hunt, I'm there again. If they make it to the playoffs next year, I'll be in the hunt. I won't watch. I will not watch a regular season game. Have no interest in it. It's meaningless to me. What is meaningful for the Caps now is to get into the playoffs and get to the last round. I didn't watch. I maybe watched two regular season games all season.
You sound a little like Orson Welles. Meaningless.
Meaningless.
Unrewarding. I watched the playoffs because, first of all, playoff hockey, it is a second season that is absolutely phenomenal. I couldn't get into watching the Edmonton game last night because I was tapped out by the Caps.
You're upset.
But
I get it.
It's so much fun to watch. And if they get there again next year, I will, but I also am less motivated than in years. Every year, everybody's the same way. We all kind of went, okay. Every real fan that's been lifelong, and these are multi-generational fans now, because you got guys that have been rooting for this team for a long time. They all feel the same way. It's like, okay, let's see what they... Everybody was completely steeled and prepared.
That was exactly the mood on the local news exit interviews last night. And remember, I've said
Alex
this before.
The Alex Ovechkin factor. They were all prepared for them to not step up in the big game, which they never do.
Yeah.
They Hockey never do.
Town.
Yeah.
Now, you could say game five and game six were big games. Yes, they were. But
they weren't
kind of
the big game.
That was a back-to-the-wall situation.
Mike, your girlfriend still gave you that STD.
Yeah,
you know?
She did. Yep. She did. Yep. It was.
We all need antibiotics.
She said she was clean. Yeah. She wasn't.
Yeah. But you know what? I like many Capitals fans, I steeled myself to the possibility of a loss, and I coped.
Story comes out.
Yes.
Was it Heineken?
No, it was Michelob Ultra. If you're counting five Michelob Ultras made its way down my gullet.
I was thinking maybe you just had two cans of beer, but they were each mini kegs.
No, I could have had a mini keg. No. But no, I didn't, to be honest with you, not as banged up as I was last year.
Getting back into fighting shape.
I'm doing okay. And I will love watching Ottawa against the Pittsburgh Penguins because I'm going to root for the Canadian folk now. Want to see how the Canadians do. There
Boy,
you go.
That conflicts me.
I know it does. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to accept that.
All right.
By the way, and I don't think that your voice sounds like a van full of nuns crashing into a school bus today.
Well, I'll tell you what what's the gentleman who posted that? What's his name?
That's Will DeBoer.
I'll tell you what he sounds like. Like a guy I don't like very much.
Okay. Oh, sick burn.
Yeah. How about that?
Mic drop.
Yeah.
You hear that? That's the sound of Will crying. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Meara Show.
Child is white.
Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Get ready for the fun. It's my favorite part of this movie, at the speed of sound.
Of sound!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Amazon's still the easiest and yet the most important way to support this broadcast. I want to say thank you to everybody. I'm going to gather these and I'm going to spotlight it. When you tell me what you buy on Amazon, if you buy something, say something. Tell a friend, remind your family, post it on social media, spread the word. This is the important info, so listen up. When you visit Amazon, please do it through our website or our app and tell a friend, bookmark it for them. ShoppingAmazon.com is... The best way to help the show.
Yes.
And it changes nothing for you.
Easy.
And we have been reminding you it is helping, and we thank you. This is important for us. It means the world to us. Remember, costs you nothing. When you do Amazon, do it via TMOS. Use the app. Use the website. Bookmark MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Then tell anyone who will listen about the great deals you got and how you got them. Spread the word. And we thank you.
Yeah.
Really, really, really happy. And, you know, we don't say hi to our friends down in Ocean City very often, but for all the wonderful people listening on The Wave and also on KCJJ in Iowa, our radio affiliates, we are grateful and we are delighted to be on with you guys. So welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Yes, I basically covered the entire experience, that it was depression.
How long did Carla last with you? Through the first period even?
Maybe 10 minutes into the first period, and she was out of there. Mm-hmm. She was out of there, and we moved on. And it's lonely. I'll be honest with you. It is lonely.
Watching hockey is a lonely business.
It is a lonely business.
It's not the same when you're alone.
I would have liked to be in Jimmy's joint. I'm craving yeah. Jimmy's joint.
Oh my God, you're going
to
be there tomorrow night.
I'm so excited to fly Friday. Into town. And like within an hour and a half, 2 hours, I will be in Jimmy's Old Town Tavern with my daughter celebrating her graduation.
Are you flying into Dulles or National?
No, flying into National, unfortunately. Okay. So that's just the way of the world.
Happens.
But, I'm truly, truly looking forward to this. But that's where I would have liked to be. I would have liked to commiserate with people
not
around
if they were
me.
Losing.
No, it's not
fun.
Oh,
that would have been really bitter.
Well, I don't know. We'll cheer you up. We'll all take a drink off a hockey stick.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
They lose, and then you're still in Herndon.
yeah. It's kind of a dream.
It's better to lose and be at
you're
home.
Like, now I got to Uber 40 minutes home.
it's not fun. And
I've done it. I know.
But here it is. Sports, this is why we do it. You know, this is why you go. Because if you don't have an interest, a vested interest, it doesn't make it as much fun. And when you're long-suffering, you come back. And when the time comes, it will be great. With this team, though, there's an attrition factor. There's an attrition factor with DC Sports. You've got guys that were great big DC Sports fans 20 years ago that are not the sports fans they were 20 years ago.
About that, because I've known you a long time. Can you draw any parallels between the way the Capitals are in D.C. to the way the Red Sox treated you for oh so many years?
No, because there are some major, major differences. Okay,
how? What?
The sports.
The Red Sox fan base was and is one of the most knowledgeable fan bases in baseball.
Open-minded.
And
stop it.
You
tolerant.
You went right.
Inclusive.
You little bastard. You go right for the surgeon's knife, don't you?
Plenty of chances to do that. I've got a tape in the audio vault you're going to like.
Let me spotlight Oscar's joke. Oscar was making a racism joke now. But Oscar's been in Fenway Park.
I thought it was fine.
Yes. Oscar is pouring salt. It's hard to go on after that. They're a knowledgeable fan base about baseball.
The great white north.
The Washington Capitals still, after all these years, and look it up. I don't know how long they've been in business in D.C., but I think it's multi-decades.
Their first season, Mike, was 2003.
That's not true.
I'm pretty sure.
They have been, with that said, as long as they've been in town, it's still not quite a real hockey.
No, it's young as far as franchises go. It's a young franchise.
I think they've got, like, in the playoffs, you got the rabid fans, but why am I still talking about the Capitals?
Mike, because you're
cares
hurt.
Around the country.
She beat you down.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about Rural King.
Rural King?
Oh, your majesty.
That's quite a dramatic shift.
I have to.
What
I can't
is
segue.
Rural King?
I cannot segue because I just have to get off this subject of the Capitals. The fact is, yesterday, where I found the Larry the Cable Guy biscuits and gravy potato chips.
1974, Mike. 1974 is when the Caps were founded.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Older than me.
Yeah,
it's silly.
A young buck.
Younger than me.
I will tell you that Rural King is where we found Larry the Cable Guy biscuits and gravy potato chips.
The best.
And we are driving. We picked Michael up at school.
Yes.
And we are taking him to the dollar store where he gets to use his Jonah the Whale piggy bank money to buy a little dollar toy. That's what
do
we
you
do.
Family
do you
do
dollar toys.
Do you do the gag I love? Go up to the clerk and say, "How much is this? How much is this?
No.
How much is this?"
The answer to that would be no.
Oh, it's fun though.
But anyway, no, I don't, Rob. Thank you.
Next time, for sure.
I'm glad you can find joy in that play. No, I. To be honest with you, when we get into that dollar store, I want to get out as soon as I
understood.
Can. But as we're driving into the parking lot, I look over to the left and I said, "What is that store?"
Oh.
And Carla looks at me, and of course, there are the big letters that say Rural King. And Carla says, "That's Rural King." You know how people do that? You know when the only explanation of what
you
it
idiot.
Is in their tone that you should know, right?
Yeah.
That's Rural King. Well, I see the giant letters, lady, that are up there.
But is it tractors? What do they sell
said,
there?
That's what I'm thinking.
You see, that's what I would think. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
A
I didn't know.
International?
No.
International
no.
Harvester.
Damn it.
No. You open the doors and they sell. They sell brides.
Brides?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. It's farmersonly.com. You walk in.
That is hilarious. That Mike,
you
that,
get a picture and a paragraph.
Well, that Farmers Only is pulling an Amazon model where you go to Rural King and you pick up your bride there if you don't want it delivered to your house.
Oh, it's like an Amazon locker.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with
it's
you.
Amazing. You open the door and there are like 15 women that are sitting there in chairs, lawn chairs, right in the front, all about 250 pounds and all wearing Daisy Dukes.
Do they have prices right size price tags around their neck?
They have big red sale prices, but they don't have the number on there. No, it's just for sale.
I think it's reserved is what they have.
Oh. So,
yes.
What Rural King is a department store.
Lay away.
And it has everything. But it's got a few extras that other stores don't have.
Was it like, what's everything?
I hate to draw a parallel for a more northern shopping experience. Is it like maybe a Roses?
I don't know what Roses is.
A World Market?
So there's grocery as well as goods?
There's clothing. There's grocery.
A Walmart.
It's like a tiny, teeny Walmart built of straw.
There's a lot of pet food. There's a lot of seed. There's
seed.
A lot. Well, not that kind of seed. There's seeds.
Well, when you see the bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are seeds. What else is there? They had like patio furniture.
Okay.
They had candy. They have so much different.
What kind of candy? No, don't. Okay. I don't want to derail it.
We're not going to do
that. But is it like size wise? Is it like the size of like a drugstore or is it
bigger? It's the size of like a Target. It's big.
So it is big. It's backwoods Target.
Here you go.
And
Rob.
They have, all right, you're looking at Rural King.
Oh the biggest ad on their front page is a gun.
Well, guns. Yes, they had guns. They had guns for sale, and the guns were very popular.
Mike, $30 off a 605 357 Magnum lifetime warranty was $299. Your price today, $269.99. Only a Rural.
That's right. Get you.
And wait a minute. It's Florida. So because it's Florida, you know, that was the most popular set. Really, there were 9 guys. There were maybe 14 people in the store. 9 of them were men at the gun store.
Sure. Mike,
in all sorts of different outfits. It was
King
fabulous.
Cutter parts, tillers, moisture testers, sprayers, right. Seeders, cattle supplies, chicken supplies, fencing,
everything.
Power tools, toolboxes, welding, fuel transfer, air compressors,
they
ATV, UTV, chainsaws, mowers, generators.
They sold standalone chicken coops.
Pre-assembled?
Oh, wow.
Pre-assembled standalone
coop
chicken
to
coops.
Table.
And
oh,
here's
Mike,
what.
You could save a fortune on eggs.
You could actually go in there and you know
LEDs.
What else they had? They had these big aluminum vats with sun lamps, and my son goes, Daddy, come over here. And there are baby chicks in the little buckets and baby ducks, little Peking ducks they had in there.
And I'm sure they're treated well.
It was fascinating. It was truly,
what do you suppose, if they take a shipment of 200 chickens, how many do you think leave the store alive?
I'm guessing
in the high 20s.
Just to say, I was looking at the condition of them, but my son was fascinated.
Can you have a coop in your backyard?
How much for a sick chicken?
Not down here. Not down here. But hey, Maine, Katie bar the door. Maine, you know.
Yeah.
And Carla's looking at me going, that would eliminate our cost for eggs. I said, yes, Carla, we're going to raise chickens, leave them there in the winter, and then come back and go, we're back.
Yeah.
The proper answer, Mike,
quack.
Proper answer to her would have been, not only would it eliminate our cost, we'll sell the excess. It's O'Mara's egg stand.
And he loved it. They had rabbits. They had a couple of big, giant, floppy-eared rabbits.
How about
in the,
clothing?
Oh, yeah.
They had clothing,
like
too.
Like overalls or like stuff that you might wear to a club?
Well, we bought a couple of Crocs, knockoff Crocs for the little guy that were like $5 instead of the... Have you checked the price of Crocs
Mike,
recently?
Mike, I don't... We don't
through
we don't,
the roof.
Yeah, we don't,
oh,
wear,
you don't
Crocs.
Wear Crocs.
Yeah, we have a little respect
so
for
sorry.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
Birkenstocks only.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's respect for yourself. Birkenstock.
Hey, the arch support, man. You can't beat it.
Birkenstock.
Good
the
enough
shoe
for
that
Jesus,
says,
good enough for us.
When I'm heading out
cankles.
To the coop, I'm just wearing my Birkenstocks and gathering egg. Double yoker.
I'll be honest with you. When I saw the chicks for sale, like $2.99 per little chickadee, and you know, Rhode Island Red, they were selling Rhode Island Red babies.
Why don't you buy me a tape it back to your house? That is,
son. I'll say. So I did entertain the idea. Wouldn't that be kind of fun to go out and feed the chickens every day?
Hey, and you wouldn't need an alarm clock.
Yeah, but you know, hey, it depends on the fortunes of the show.
We've
you know,
got
we talk
so
about,
much going on here. It's amazing on Rural
there's
King.
There's a lot. Rural King was a
America's
was
Farm food. And Home Store.
Farm and Home. That's what it is.
Yep.
Farm and Home. And as we were watching the Rhode Island Reds in the bucket where they were on that sawdust,
yes.
Pooping and quacking. Well, they weren't quicking. They were chirping. They were
sure.
chirping. Because
the
they
ducks
were little.
Would quack.
A family of four arrived. Mama, Dada, and the two kids, and they had their two dogs, And they looked like seriously they may have been living in a chicken coop. I'm not
Are you allowed
sure.
to bring your dog to rural?
Well,
King?
They brought their dogs in, and they had real hound dogs. They had like Dukes of Hazzard dogs. That's the kind of people.
Like, and, you the know, dog on Hee Haw.
Yes, exactly.
Beauregard.
So I looked over at the guy and I said, I thought I saw that dog and it looked like he's hungry. He wants a chicken to put in his mouth.
These prices are really good.
Your kids have long hair that's untended and greasy. You want a chicken and maybe I'll give it to you.
Anyway. Where are you tonight?
Okay, where else enough. Can Thank you get you. A patio set for $90.
$90 for a patio set. Man. Yep. Mm-hmm. Lots of backyard barbecue Florida. Type stuff, you know. Lots of grill grates.
Great for people that don't have kitchens.
We spent a long time in there. And by the way, if you need work boots like the kind that you wear on a work boat,
sure.
like with the ankle, oh my God, they had everything there. You could muck every stall in America with the amount of boots that they had in there. And then they had decorative boots, Western boots for the family. It was fantastic.
For the family. Well, you used to be a boot enthusiast.
I was until I blew out my
knee. A Cobra laser detector for $39.99.
Mm-hmm. It's an amazing
for all that
place.
Speeding you do in Florida.
And then Larry the Cable Guy, tastes great, biscuits and gravy, tater chips.
Tater chips.
Yeah. And I felt smarter when I left. thank you.
I'm pretty sure that's a common reaction to that store.
Free popcorn too. They had free popcorn too.
Oh, give some of that to the dog.
We are in the minority here in the DC area. There are no less than a little over 70 stores across the country, Rural King.
Man, you can really buy some guns.
They have them in Pennsylvania. They have two near Roanoke, Virginia. They have multiple in West Virginia, Cincinnati.
How many in D.C.? How many in the D.C. area?
Zero.
That's right. Zed Bagel.
But you know what? If they can get the rats under control, they can go into where Whole Foods is.
There is one in Front Royal, Virginia, off 465 South.
Yeah, Front Royal is not D.C.
Not D.C. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Michael Barrow Show, everybody.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Yay! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our New Orleans Band Contest. Hey, musicians, how would you like a big break? A great gig in a legendary venue. We're going to be generous enough to help you out. So listen up. November 4th, 2017, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana, you could be the opening act for TMOS Live and NOLA. We are doing this like we did it a couple of gigs ago.
Yes.
You send us a note and a video sample of your band's music, and you could be on stage with us. This is for anybody that knows a band that you like that might be interested in this. Spread the word. Band at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That address again is band@MikeO'MaraShow.com, or click the TMOS Live button on our website. It's your first step to superstardom. You can thank us later. Contact us. We want to share a stage with you, and we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to the gig and we start finalizing a few things. It should be fun. In any event, I am very, very happy that we are going to New Orleans. I'm very, very happy to be doing a live
Sold
show.
Sold out.
Yes.
We've got many, many wonderful things planned, brought to you by Rural King. It should be special. And
Rural King presents, are we going to, you know, if we got a bigger venue, we could go to the Rural King Arena, which is one of the biggest clubs in New Orleans.
You know, I think it's important to expand your horizons and constantly be learning about new and different experiences.
Yeah.
That's that's the way it is. I'm very, very excited. And I just want to take a moment, if I could here, to seriously say, I've been making jokes about going to Jimmy's and all that, to seriously congratulate my daughter, Catherine. And I've been talking a lot about her online and also on this show for the last month. She has worked extremely hard. When you're talking about the normal kid leading up to graduation at college, usually it's a free-for-all of partying. But when I can only talk to her for 10 minutes because I can catch her between her double shift at the restaurant she's working at. You know, this kid has just been go, 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 go. And I'm so excited to see her Friday night. And I'm so proud of both my kids, Catherine and Elizabeth. But Catherine, this is the end of the line for her college career. And she's going to be off to New York City, the big city,
That's right, so after that.
And she's been just doing a million different things, including a one-woman show on stage down there at the university where she played Zelda Fitzgerald. 60 pages of dialogue.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
That's something you've never even done, a one-woman show.
I couldn't come close. I haven't done a one-woman show, no. I couldn't do that for all the tea in China.
I couldn't memorize
that dialogue.
That's unreal.
She is a great kid, and she's just so, so optimistic and positive,
driven.
She really, she's like you, Oscar. She's a networker. She's like you, Rob, where she's got a great sense of humor. She's really, really, she's like me, where you can't tell her anything. It's really, she's got all our qualities. It's wonderful.
It's like
really
the three of us had a kid.
Together, success begets her.
Yeah, and I just love the fact that we're gonna go to Jimmy's and you know, and toast her. It's gonna be English. He knows, all the MBAs in the world won't take away the fact,
Mike,
that, you know,
no, it makes sense. Just because you guys don't know it, then doesn't mean that I'm wrong.
Trump supporter Oscar Santana.
I did not making English great again. I did not.
You questioned it, and you always question it.
I ran it through my head. I said nothing.
People write me in and said, Rob is wrong. He is wrong. Why don't you call him out on him? People write me private messages and say, Rob thinks he knows English. You're saying things right, and he's always questioning you.
Never said a word, Oscar. Paranoid much?
I saw it go through your head. You said,
hey, everything goes through my head.
Can I, one question?
Yes. And, Stop the music.
Yesterday, the big news about, you know, the FBI director and all that. And in the middle of this, there's certain moves that I go, why? In the middle of all this, this was the greatest surprise I had. In the middle of all this stuff about Russia and investigations, there are pictures of that were released by the Russian news agency that the, you know, on a day like this, don't you think you might want to reschedule the day that the Russians come over for coffee?
Time to lay low.
The man wasn't doing his job. If someone's not doing their job, you got to fire them.
You mean that, like, the person that arranges the schedule and stuff like that? Is that
I'm talking about
firing
me.
Firing begets people not doing their job.
Have you ever heard the terms success begets success?
I have.
Okay. Well, maybe you should look it up.
No need to look it up.
After the whole, I'm watching the whole thing about Comey, and there are people that are complaining about it, the people that are defending the president. And
that
then
guy was a garbage can.
Later in the day, they come out, and what's Trump doing? He's like with these Russians.
Mike,
it was just,
I'm watching,
it didn't make any sense.
I really like your onion domes.
Mike, we're watching Designated Survivor, my girl and I, right? And that it is so far-fetched. The Capitol's been blown up. There's an FBI agent on a barge off the coast of Baltimore.
Was he housing and urban development, and all of a sudden he's president?
He's like the HUD chief, then he's president.
Exactly.
And I'm sitting here, and then we watch the nightly news, because that's what we do, right? Because I had DVR'd it, and I said, Designated Survivor makes more sense.
It does.
Yeah,
it really does.
It makes more sense.
There's the occasional
better storyline.
Yes,
it's stunning. I mean, it's just look. I try to put myself in the position of, are we watching a great reality show?
And
I do that to not be completely freaked out about what's happening.
And yesterday, and we didn't get to this, but we can talk about it tomorrow. But briefly, on my block, they're filming a Amazon original series, right?
Yeah,
and I'm watching them. This Hollywood crew film on a city street in D.C., which is not good for traffic.
Got any intel on what it is? I'm so
It's the Jack Ryan series. It's Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Big budget, big series, right?
In Oscar's neighborhood, they are actually filming a miniseries right now. And is it a miniseries? It's a miniseries, right?
No, it's going to be a series, just like a Netflix series, but it's an Amazon original series.
Very, very cool.
And it'll drop on Amazon. Yes. And I sat there and I said, I wonder how you write for a show like Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, right? Mm. Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger, when there is something happening in this town right now
right.
that is basically a storyline out of his novel.
Yeah, my buddy Brad has an expression. He says they're going to show the globes, and it's when people actually shrug with their hands open like this, like you're holding invisible glass globes.
Right.
That's how you feel when you look at the nose. It's like, what? Huh?
It's almost hard. It's becoming a little more difficult to even keep up
with. I'm not even scared anymore. I'm just like, what's next?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? For me, it sounds to me now that I think you maybe have like 25 or 30 reporters. They've got to be working like 18-hour days because it is almost hourly that you are getting different stories.
Mike.
But the only thing I noticed yesterday is like after all of it, which was just more than you would ever count on anything in a month as far as a news cycle, and then... Oh, just breaking now, we have these pictures of the Russians that were released by the Russians because they didn't let the White House photographers in like they thought that would prevent the pictures from getting out. And I'm like,
well, it's just like being at a concert and you're like, please don't film this. Someone always gets a video out.
Sure.
I would say also that it's also interesting that I just read this report this morning on Wall Street Journal, if I'm not mistaken, that said that media jobs in D.C., there's so much to investigate and to report on that the median pay is up 34%.
I don't doubt it for a second.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. These reporters, you are getting on a daily basis faces I have never seen before. You know, I watch everything.
Yeah.
And you are getting faces that I have not seen before because now you've got these different subsets of reporting going on. And by the way, I should point out, and this is if you happen to be a Trump fan, there is nothing yet that I have heard definitively about
this. The man is not being investigated. It said so in the letter.
Yeah. But there also is nothing that's come forward. Said so in the letter. You mean the letter that he sent to Comey? He's like a bad liar.
He's like Mad Libs.
Thank you, Director. I'm firing you. And by the way, I'm not firing you because you told me I was not the subject of the investigation.
It's like somebody
in seventh grade wrote it. You know?
Meanwhile, I feel that in the back of my mind, he has texted Comey the other day and he says, I'm not saying you have your job. I'm not saying you don't have your job. You just might want to watch TV today.
Right. Did you hear how he found out?
He was at an event and he saw it on TV that he had been fired.
He is speaking to a recruitment meeting.
Yes. Yeah.
To generate interest for the FBI, and he sees it on a television monitor.
Like, my bad.
In the background. Oscar's right. This is, by the way, when we'll probably be old and gray when this, I'm actually old and gray already. This will be decades of material. This will be a fictive. When this is all said and done, you're going to get more fiction that comes out of this.
I rolled up on the second shoot for this Amazon show at the Jefferson Memorial.
You were dropping off a resume and a headshot.
No, I usually I have a quick 40-minute loop around the monuments I take just for a quick workout, right?
Your bike ride, right.
And then,
right.
So I rode my bike after the streets were blocked off. I took off, and then I rolled up on another shoot. And I think they're filming the opening montage of the series.
So it's like a B unit.
Yeah, but it's John Krasinski again.
Again?
Again. They had another shot. I guess they got him there, and then they're shooting him again. But he's riding his bike multiple times, and you can see, I put it on Facebook, in front of the Jefferson Memorial, right? And I'm sitting here, and then they have a helicopter shot because you can't have drones in D.C. They actually have to use a helicopter.
Ooh, that's expensive.
A helicopter zooms by no less than 12 times, like low altitude, takes the shot of
because
him in
front a drone would be unsafe.
Yes.
Well, these are rules of film in D.C., I imagine, right? And I'm looking at this helicopter. I'm like, whoa, I've never seen a maneuver like this so low to a monument before. They probably got permits and paid up the wazoo to make this happen.
You've got to be a spy for us. You've got to be our spy. I want more intel on this.
And I'm
series.
Sitting there and I'm like, again, what's happening on Capitol Hill is probably more exciting than the storyline they're going to tell us in this show.
Yeah. Yeah,
everybody in the world knows what team I play for, okay? I am telling
caps,
you.
Caps, caps, caps.
There is nothing that has happened in the last 100 plus days. I never even dreamed that it would be like this. I never dreamed that it would be a daily basis.
I think you might have dreamt it. It was
might
just...
Might hope for it. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back. We've got news you may not need. Nothing that has to do with Capitol Hill.
Thank you.
The news you may not need. But a pretty good kicker. I hate to tease it, but I really like it. because I like it when I write really, really bad jokes sometimes, just like Rob. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello. I'm here to talk to you about the Oscar Santana National School of Broadcasting.
Ooh.
We here at Oscars and SOB are always looking for ways to help young broadcasters make their way in the cutthroat world of podcasting. Today, we're showcasing one of our favorite broadcasting tools, the verbal crutch.
Now, just for context,
we all have them, you
we
dick.
Really have to take into full context. You have zero context.
Make one
context.
For Rob.
Just a little context.
Make one for Mike.
You want me to blow it up?
Context?
Yeah. You want me to blow it up?
Yeah.
I think... Yeah. I'm vetoing that because I don't think it was good enough.
Yeah.
I don't think it was good enough. If you're going to be tagging, if you're going to be tackling one of our guys, you got to get your you got to get your broadcast presence a little better.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more enunciation.
Yeah,
talking into a toilet.
Yeah,
am I right, ladies?
Yeah, ladies.
Yeah, I want to hear. Rob next.
Everybody shut up. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. I will tell you something. Being a mom can be thankless. We love our moms, and I am so, so delightful that for years I have sent my mom a delicious bouquet, a fantastic bouquet of flowers for Mother's Day. I always say delicious.
Mike, it's like my I don't want to bring up something sore, but did she eat the flowers? Is
Rob,
that what
did you send? Did you send your mother the 100 blooms of mom for mom bouquet?
I did. She loves those.
She loves those, doesn't she?
Yes, of course she does.
It comes with a free glass vase. It's $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Carla, the mom in our house, loves her flowers that I got from Pro Flowers. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. I sent Pro Flowers to Carla, and now I'm a Mother's Day hero. Mom loves fresh flowers, so don't forget any of the moms in your life this weekend for Mother's Day. The only way to get 100 blooms for mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com and code TMOS when you click the mic. This stunning bouquet sells out fast, and it's going to be tougher. You got to get to it today, ladies and gentlemen, because if you don't, you're going to be a slacker child. And nobody
wants
a slacker. Give your mom Pro Flowers and do it today, everybody. And you will be glad you did. I promise you that. That is my guarantee to you.
News.
All right, got to fly through this. I got a lot of stuff, and I don't want to cut any of it. I think it's safe to say that Steve Harvey really, really hates being disturbed in his dressing room. At the beginning of the current season of the Steve Harvey Show, this does not surprise me, by the way.
This is the Steve Harvey talk show, not the
Well, I've seen some behind the scenes Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey believes his own press, okay? Steve Harvey knows he's as good as he's told he is.
Oh.
He sent employees an email with some backstage rules. He said, quote, "There will be no meetings in my dressing room, no stopping by or popping in, no one. Do not come to my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, expect to be removed. I want all the ambushing to stop right now. That includes TV staff. I have been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. No more. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Do not wait in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway, and do not attempt to walk with me. Everyone, do not take offense to the new way of doing business. It is for the good of my personal life and my enjoyment." The show is moving from Chicago to L.A. Sources say he didn't give too many staffers the option of going with him, so they're not actually sad to see him go. That is...
We asked 100 people, Mike, the top five answers on the board. Here's the question. Why is your boss an ass?
Hey, here's the thing. This is where a guy's a jerk, and this is where a guy's a jerk.
Right.
Because he doesn't realize that if he was smart and not caught up with his own ego, he would be able to get a person that would be able to handle this for him.
Exactly.
And not have to be this, don't talk to me, don't approach me. You just get a person.
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And
instead of writing the
dickish thing, this is the full one right here. This is the way it was. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room, no stopping by, no one. Do not open my dressing room door. I have been taking advantage. I am seeking more free time for me throughout the day. Do not wait in the hallway. If you're reading this, yes, I mean you. Everyone, do not take offense at the new way of doing business. It's for the good
of if you have to be the one who sends the email, it can be written so much more cordially.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, that's...
Did you guys ever have rules in the Don and Mike days like that?
No, but I mean, to be honest with you, there was a pecking order of the specific I remember was salespeople that had to go through our producer if we were going to be pitched an idea.
I think that's
yes.
just. I think that's commonplace though. Whenever
that's commonplace,
like, yeah,
but that was pretty much all
talent.
It was.
Yeah.
We would rebuff that when there was one time I'll never forget when we were having food brought in for someone. We were having a listener promotion, and Diana ran out of the. Was it Diana? No, it was Lisa.
It was Lisa.
It was Lisa Herndon, and she ran out into the hallway and said, "Don and Mike eat first."
Yeah,
and
which
and
is appropriate.
Just,
the host had to talk about the food.
It was ridiculous.
You guys were hungry, I'm sure.
Yeah, we didn't like that, so it sucked.
Bob it was Pandora's. Noodles and Company. Let them have it.
Celebrity presidents are a thing now.
We had Noodles and Company all the time. With
we did. Noodles and Company.
Well, the manager loved us.
Yes!
Oh, that's right!
Noodles and Company. Celebrity presidents are a thing now. The next one might be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, boy.
Yes!
Okay, so now you know. You found that out. Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope you like that story. I did. The Hollywood Reporter dove deep into Johnny Depp's legal dispute with his former money managers, and it does sound like Johnny had just no interest in reining in his spending, whether he had the cash or not. The management group claims, this is amazing, this is going to blow you out of the water. Johnny made $650 million in the 13 years he was with them. And while he was never literally broke, he didn't have enough liquid cash to fund his $2 million a month lifestyle. $2 million a month. A lot of the money was tied up in his crazy purchases, like three islands in the Bahamas that he bought for $5.35 million.
When two islands aren't enough, Mike.
That's right.
Fairly cheap, though, for an island, or three altogether.
Or the five properties he scooped up on a cul-de-sac in West Hollywood. He also had a 40-person staff that cost him $3.6 million a year. He spent $350,000 a month to maintain a 156-foot yacht, which he sold in 2015. He had originally bought the thing for $10 million and spent $8 million renovating it. And he shells out big bucks to support his ex. Is it Vanessa Paradis? Is that the correct pronunciation? Their two kids. And let's not forget about the $30,000 he spends on wine per month. Johnny is blaming the management group for mismanaging his income.
You know what that is just like? That is like, I just finished up the book about the second half of Elvis's life. And the last 2 years, Elvis died with a value of about $100,000.
Oh,
because he'd spend everything he
disgusting.
Had. And he would say, don't worry, I can just go tour again.
Yeah.
He would go out and buy three airplanes.
Not when you die on the crapper.
That's a bad way to go.
This might be the first soda you need to chase with water. There is a new version of Pepsi called Pepsi Fire.
Fire!
Yes!
Hi there. They brought me back from Hot Balls to talk about Pepsi Fire.
Might be bad branding, Mike, for those with heartburn.
They should not be. It should be coming to stores by the end of the year, and it's got a hot cinnamon flavor. I guess kind of like you dropped a shot of Fireball whiskey into a glass of Pepsi.
I don't know. It sounds good.
I'd try it. I'd give it a try. We'll sample it if it comes into our area. If you can't wait until the end of the year to try it, it's already on sale in Mexico, Vietnam, Thailand, and the Philippines.
Well, I was going to Vietnam anyway to buy some Coke. So
all of those countries really don't have an FDA.
Thank you very much. Interesting.
Fast track. And now
a little something. This I've been looking forward to. Please allow me.
Okay.
The cops in Adams Township, Pennsylvania, have been trying to find someone who'd been dumping a very specific type of litter for the past several months. Empty bottles of vanilla extract. They finally set up a camera and spotted a woman throwing the bottles out of her car window. And last week, they pulled her over and figured out what was really going on. 61-year-old Mary Ranker is a recovering alcoholic. And apparently she wanted to get drunk, but her plan was to avoid fully relapsing by buying vanilla extract to chug instead. Since vanilla extract is about 70 proof, it actually did get her drunk. And when the cops pulled her over, her blood alcohol level was 0.128. So 61-year-old Mary Ranker, isn't she sweet? She was charged with DUI and littering. How do cops find out if someone is under the influence of vanilla extract?
How?
They do a Mrs. Field sobriety test. I'm sorry, I blew it. A Mrs. Field sobriety test. Sorry.
It's pretty good.
Vanilla cookies.
Get
it.
Love
I'm it. Sorry. Thank you. It was
quality
that,
cookie.
That pleased me for some reason.
It should please you. It's good.
I would like a cookie right now.
Late night last night. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Little Sound. Going on super late on the Michael Mary Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi there, friends. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi there, enemies. I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's show,
I guess I can tell you this.
Come on.
I have severe sleep apnea.
This is actually a common problem in the Moore broadcasting family.
Is it really?
Both Michael Mara and Rob Spiewak both have oxygen masks that they use when they sleep.
Now, I'm going to have to get one. But here's the thing. Both Mike and Rob, particularly Rob, they're heavy guys.
Hey!
They're heavy guys. Yeah. And this is more common with heavy people. I'm not heavy. I have about 7 extra pounds on me, and I won't tell you where.
The Tony Freaking Show.
7 pounds my ass.
That's a fun promo. It's about us. They talked about us. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. The following story is true. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of its customers. Boo.
Boo. Boo.
Jeff and Andy. Hi. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off. They started Harry's. They wanted to fix shaving, and they have in the O'Mara household. I love my Harry's. They take less profit, and they sell directly to you over the internet, and now they've got great quality, and they've got a great reasonable deal on your razors instead of being ripped off by Big Razor.
Yeah. I hate Big Razor.
The shave will be the best you've ever had. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their trial set for free to cover. All you have to do is cover the $3 shipping. They want you to try it. Your free trial set will include a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. We are delighted with Harry's. We have them for a while. Stop messing around and get started shaving with Harry's today by claiming your free trial offer. A $13 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a razor handle, 5 blade cartridge, and shave gel, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now.
When?
No.
Got it.
That's harrys.com/TMOS. Without further ado, we got to fly. Let's open up the audio vault. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Oscar, your buddy, Dominique Foxworth.
Ooh.
He was on SportsCenter AM.
Yes.
And he was brought on because one of the topics they wanted to discuss in his segment was racism and race relations in Major League Sports.
Yes.
Okay. But they also had a story about a photograph, I think texted out by the Mets organization,
yes,
where you could see a
sent out.
Yeah, it was a marital.
Social media.
It was a marital aid that could be seen in a locker.
An Ildo day?
Yes. And all right. So.
Well, for perspective, I'll give you a little more backstory.
Please.
For this Mets picture.
Yeah.
It was tweeted out by the Mets organization. And apparently, in the background, and I saw this.
Of course.
A cartoon sized Ildo day.
Yes.
Was present.
Really? In a Mets locker room, huh?
And the Mets organization.
Subway Series, Mark.
A couple days later, they fined and they suspended the player. Lost a game check, right?
Right.
Multiple three game checks, if I'm not mistaken, 3 days off. And when the press asked them, hey, did you suspend him because of this? They're like, no, it had nothing to do with that.
It?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. So here's what's so great. SportsCenter AM is hosted by Lindsay Zarniak, and Fox does not want to talk about race issues at all. This is what he starts a 9-minute segment.
He's on national television.
This is so great.
I'm probably going to get fired for sharing this story, but whatever. I don't need this job. And when I was in the NFL, there were quite a few sex toys distributed throughout the lockers, which was kind of a weird thing. They were called fleshlights, I think they were. And on the side, they had microwave instructions, which I was like, do you then go stand there and go beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, and look at your watch?
I love
Fox.
And
then you check down, make sure everything's still ready to go. And then it dings like a Hot Pocket that is go time.
Maybe we need to give people the context. Yeah. So the context, yeah, I'll do it, is that there was a photo that was tweeted by the Mets, and it was a photo completely unrelated of a player. Mm-hmm. And in
Poor
one of
Lindsay.
The lockers that you could see, there was a sex toy in the locker.
We can move on, Lindsay. I don't want to get you fired. I was just trying to get myself fired.
I'm just making sure people know what we're talking about, just so they're aware.
Everything
and,
full circle.
I mean, I have a lot of questions about that NFL story you just told me, but I think we should probably
move on.
The suit?
Save them for later.
First of all,
start to our nine-minute segment here.
What I love, first of all, how do you not absolutely fall in love with Oscar's buddy, Dominique Foxworth?
Wonderful.
With that? And I thought Lindsay, under very difficult circumstances, handling, and then the other guy. I think I'll just poach here. That's the guy I want. That's the guy my insights are on.
Exploded. It exploded. People were like, whoa, did he just say, I don't need this job?
What was so great?
Which is true. He doesn't. Yeah.
To me, it was so great. He was brought in for a topic that he didn't want to talk about as a guest for 9 minutes, and he grabs the reins. And he's off to the races.
That's a lot more fun. It's a lot more compelling.
All right, Mike. He's so much fun. What a brilliant guy.
Can you, Mike O'Mara, can you name what this sound is.
Oh. It is some sort of water temperature related reaction.
Very close, Oscar.
Sounded to me like someone fell through some sort of plate glass window.
You're both absolutely wrong, Mike. I lied. It has nothing to do with water. Okay. What it is, and we have this video on our Facebook page and our YouTube page. I watched it about 16 times.
Yes.
A man put 1,000 set mouse traps on a trampoline and then jumped on the trampoline. And I'll tell you what, it's not as he doesn't get as injured. It's not a pain thing as much as it is beautifully shot in slow-mo 4K where you see the wave of the mouse traps going off.
Wow.
But here is the actual sound in context.
Don't try this at home, ladies and gents.
You ready?
Yeah.
People are idiots.
Oh my god.
I think they all went off.
You'll see it later. My favorite part of the video, and the video runs about 6.5 minutes. He says, oh, where are your goggles? He says, oh, yeah, I forgot to wear my goggles.
That is funny. I like that a
so
lot.
So definitely really check good. That
Very
out.
Cool.
I don't always post on both places, but I wanted everyone to see it. Fight, Mike. Another fight. This was on a, I believe.
Southwest
Airlines, and they landed on somewhere in Southern California. But this is so sad to hear people fighting, so I wanted to do something to make it more fun.
With me, let's fly away.
What is wrong with you? Get off!
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. Let's fly.
Oh my
God. Pack up, let's fly away.
Pack a small bag,
baby.
God,
awesome.
Man, I'm flying tomorrow. I hope I don't get into idiots like that. Jeez.
Well, you don't have a history of fighting. You should be fine.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
They're trying to reveal now and choose who they want to be the new judges on the new American Idol. One person that's at the top of their list.
Kelly Clarkson.
But one person who is vying for the job, and I love to play tape of him when I can, Mike, Clay Aiken wants to judge.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love it. Hell, I'd love to. I'd be an idiot if I didn't say yes. I don't anticipate a call. If you're going down the list of Idol contestants who should be a judge, I'm not at the bottom of it. But I would say that there are two or three, Kelly, Carrie, Jennifer Hudson, maybe Chris Daughtry, who are a little bit higher on the list.
So,
and make sure if you hire me, make sure you don't put any tree nuts in my
Oh, he has a terrible tree nut allergy.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Let's close with this. I got home last night.
Playing for Congress.
Carrie was watching her slate of daytime TV shows, and she got away from a judge show long enough to watch the program called The Doctors, which is a show hosted by doctors.
Been around for
a
long time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And this is, I found
She's
this fascinating.
She's so busy.
She's very busy. Many things to do, many pillows to put her head on, blankets to unfold and unfurl.
Do you ever just want to hold her and shake her and say, we have bills to pay. We have bills to pay.
I just want
to
shake her. I don't even want to hold her.
Oh, my God.
But, Mike, if you want to choose, it is a lie, a horrible, vicious lie. If you want to know how to choose a perfect lipstick color for your facial palette, there is a way to do it. Did you know that? This is a foolproof way.
Think about it often.
This is how to choose lipstick.
Finding the perfect shade of lipstick, it can be so difficult, right, ladies?
It really can.
We have a great way to pick your best shade for your face. What you want to do, you want to match your nipple color. Oh, so simple. Nature knows best.
Go ahead and laugh. I bet at least 75% of the women watching will explore this new possibility before the sun rises tomorrow. We might not talk about it. You're laughing. But some people are going to the restroom right now to look.
I just want you to know before we close up the vault, Mike, I just went to CVS and bought 2 tubes of cherry fluff. Yeah. That's the color I use.
What are you looking at, Mike?
My lipstick color, I figured it out.
And?
Midnight black.
Oh, no! You must see a doctor.
Okay.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
Thank you. That's it, people. Man. Thanks for joining us.
for the towel off.
Episode. It was the right color, wasn't it, Rob? I was trying to think, what's the funny color I can get? Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 Black Nipple TMOS
the
stream.
Blood flow is completely stopped.
All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.